Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're recording today from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids at the 8th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. In a moment, we're going to talk to the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and the vice president. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Since 9/11, there have been many organizations that have taken up the cause of caring for soldiers and their families. However, there is one organization in particular that I would like to highlight. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation, or MMFF, is a community-supported fund founded in November 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand the sacrifices that military families make in order to serve our state and country. Sacrifices that sometimes may result in unexpected financial hardship for the military family. Whether it's a grant or a loan, the MMFF is there to help ease the burden of the hardship until that military family can get on its feet again. The foundation honors requests for household expenses such as utilities, rent and mortgages, household and appliance and repair, auto repairs, transportation and lodging for families to visit a hospitalized soldier, family counseling, and medical expenses. The MMFF makes a difference not only in the lives of the military family, but also improves the morale and safety of other military personnel. When the MMFF helps military families, they make a difference for all military personnel and families. I salute the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for their generous service and goodwill toward the men and women of the armed forces.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're recording today from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids on a beautiful day at the 8th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And my guests in this segment are the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Bill Popp, and our Vice President, Retired Major General John Trost. Gentlemen, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Greetings, Sir Thomas.
Good morning, Mr. Tom.
Good to see you, sir. Mr. Popp, I want to start with you. I think there's some listeners all over the state on about 42 channels that might not know how this organization started. Can you tell us how you founded this back in 2004?
Well, I founded it through conversations with multiple people. In particular, I talked with General Andriotti at a ESGR meeting and asked him what I could do to help military families.
Back when he was the Adjutant General.
Back when he was the Adjutant General, many years ago. And eventually worked with Governor Pawlenty then to come up with what we could do to help military families. It was a long cycle that we went through because there's just a lot of issues, a lot of things, and we came up with helping military families as our specific mission.
Part of the need, as I understand it, Mr. Popp, is the fact that there are no active duty military bases anywhere near Minnesota, and so the relief funds that are ordinarily available to other soldiers and troops just weren't here. And so when Minnesota military families had a financial emergency, there really wasn't anywhere to go.
No, there wasn't. But there is now, thanks to you and all kinds of other people. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our volunteers and contributors.
Well, Bill, you started this out back in 2004 and made some big contributions, and you're still contributing. And you've put together quite a crew of directors to help over the years. I've been helping you for about eight now, and what a board. You've got some great folks there.
Well, we really do. We are very blessed with yourself and say General Trost, General Kennedy. And I'm not going to be able to name off everybody's name here at the moment, so I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the support that we get. It is absolutely phenomenal. And as one of our basic strategies of our business model is that everybody is a volunteer. Everybody is a volunteer. We have less than 0.5% of overhead. So the donations and contributions we get go to helping military families. That's a really nice looking bobcat there, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a beauty.
Good ambient noise in the background, yeah. Bill. Well, Bill, this is we're out at Bunker Hills again today on a beautiful day. We asked one of the Minnesota National Guard chaplains to put in some input, and once again, we've got a gorgeous day at a beautiful golf course. And can you believe this is the eighth year that we've had the MMFF Golf Classic?
Yeah, no, it is an absolute blessing. It's gone by really fast in many ways. It's hard to believe, but I'll tell you what, how you have built this up, Sir Thomas, and all your volunteers and everything, it's just phenomenal. It's just like your radio network. I mean, you've got something really good going, and you know how to accelerate it and make things work exceptionally well. My hat's off to you.
Well, thank you, sir, but as we say, it takes a village. We've got over 50 sponsors out here today. We've got another 50 that have contributed to the silent auction items. We've got volunteers everywhere. You saw at the bag drop we had 10 volunteers from Allianz Life out here today helping take care of our golfers and all kinds of people working on the silent auction and registration, and it's really a good group of volunteers come back every year, and a really good group of sponsors come back every year to help the cause.
It is, and, you know, the beauty is that everybody stays exceptionally focused on what we're here to do. And, you know, the number one request of our service members is take care of my family. And that's exactly what we do. We all come together with that exact same focus and mission in mind, and that is to take care of their number one request, and that's take care of their family. So,
and when we send troops off on deployments and they're off on their missions, they can trust that there's someone back here taking care of their family so they can focus on that mission, get home safely, which is what it's all about. We're speaking with Bill Popp and Major General John Trost from Bunker Hills Golf Club for the 8th Annual MMF Golf Classic on Minnesota Military Radio. General Trost, you retired as a two-star general. You've had command positions at all levels through the Army. How important is it to a commander to have a resource like this available to help their soldiers focus on the mission?
You know, it's extremely important for an organization to have a resource like this, Tom. The military is really good at training, good at providing resources to train with, but when it was come time to deploy, we found that we had a shortcoming with that, and we did not have the resources to help take care of our families. And the Minnesota Military Family Foundation was being, as Bill described earlier, was evolving right about that time. And this is back in 2003 when we was just starting to deploy organizations from Minnesota. That's when it really came to be that we had a shortcoming, and that's what really helped drive the need for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But as Bill said earlier, it's about taking care of families, and we still hear that request yet today when somebody deploys, is take care of my family. And that's what we do.
And General Bill, we've heard from a lot of the sponsors out here today, and year over year over year, they love the fact that this is a 501c3 charitable foundation, that our expense ratio is less than a half of 1%. It's as clean as it can be.
Mm-hmm. All volunteers.
Yep. And they come back year over year over year.
Yes.
And this event just keeps getting bigger, and we see the same people coming back every year because they like the cause. They like the fact that it's staying here and helping Minnesotans and taking care of those military families who sacrifice so much, General. Your soldiers sacrifice when they deploy, but the families do too.
Yeah, you know, when they're on active duty, like the Army has the Army Emergency Relief. But what that is a loan. And when the Minnesota Military Family Foundation steps in, we give a grant that is not expected to be repaid. It is a grant to take care of that immediate need. And it's really powerful. Powerful when you see some of the replies that we get back, thank yous that we get back from the people that have done the request. So it's truly when you hear and read some of the requests, it becomes very compelling as to what we're doing.
And Bill, we're fortunate here in Minnesota. We've got the Minnesota Family Assistance Centers out there to meet with the families, verify that there's a financial emergency, do the due diligence to make sure that it's a true need, and then they submit the grants to us. And you and I and the board turn them around within minutes, if hours at the longest. And it's clean. If they're behind with their rent, we pay the landlord.
Yep.
If they have a vendor fixing a car or an appliance, we pay them. You have this set up very, very efficient. And all of these sponsors out here today understand that, and that's part of the reason they say they come back.
Well, it's a beautiful system that we've been able to set up, and I want to say it's all of us setting this up and getting this orchestrated beautifully. But, you know, one of the things I know that keeps me coming back, and Thomas, you coming back, and General Trost, you coming back, is the fact that we're doing what we're doing, helping military families, satisfies a purpose in life for us. I know it gives me great pleasure to be working on this, you know, have this purpose in my life. And part of that is to continue to help the greater good. The U.S. military, service members, everybody, they do serve the greater good in our whole world. You know, the U.S. military is all about liberation and safety and security. We are not a force that goes in and dominates, takes over other countries. We liberate and improve safety, and it's all about the greater good. The stuff we're doing all matters to the greater good in the world and in society, and it helps all of our purpose. Gives me purpose.
Mr. Pop, you give us great leadership, and it's my honor to help on this cause. And I know General Trost, you and I have talked about this cause. It's near and dear to our heart, being veterans. And so it's thanks for the opportunity to help. Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. Throughout the show today, we're going to talk more about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We're going to be back with the leader of the Family Assistance Centers here in Minnesota. We're going to talk to the folks at Bunker Hills, and we're going to talk to our new executive director and treasurer later in the show, Bill. So thanks for joining us today, and I know there's a lot of golfers out here that want to meet the chairman.
So. Well, thank you so much, Sir Thomas.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We are recording from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids today for the 8th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And my guest this segment is Nancy Launderville, who is the Family Assistance Center State Coordinator. Nancy, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Sorry to drag you out of the office to come out to a golf course and talk
to
us on the radio.
Right? It's nice and 80 degrees and sunny out here. It's amazing.
Tough duty, huh?
Yeah. Should have brought my clubs.
Nancy, this show today, we're talking about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We had the chairman of the board, Bill Pop, and General Trost on the first segment. We were talking about the foundation, and it's been around since 2004, and its mission is to make sure that we raise enough money to be able to pay grants to our Minnesota military families who experience financial emergencies due to service to country. And a key ingredient of that is the Minnesota Family Assistance Center, because you do all the work.
I do some of the work. Some of the work.
Can you tell us how the Family Assistance Centers does work?
I can. So typically what will happen is a service member will come into one of our 10 offices that we have located throughout the state of Minnesota, and they will present their situation to one of our Family Assistance Center staff. There's an application that we ask the service member to complete, and there are some guidelines that need to be followed. But once that application is submitted and it's completed, I forward that over to my contact with your foundation, and you guys vote on whether or not the grant is approved. So it's a very, very quick process. Can be done within anywhere from 2 hours up to 24 hours, but we usually have an answer really fast, which is very good for service members that are in a time of crisis and need some financial assistance.
Now, Nancy, you and your folks at the Family Assistance Center have access to many resources besides the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Correct.
And you answer the phones 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Correct. The new contract puts the coordinator in charge of the phone 24/7. So I am answering the phone after
congratulations.
Hours. Thank you. I'm happy to have that honor. But yes, so we do take care of calls after hours, and we're still available to help people when they need it.
Now, what type of issues come up on a weekly basis?
We have had quite a few lately. We've had a lot of homelessness in Minnesota. So we've been working hard to find a variety of resources for service members that suddenly find themselves in a situation where they don't have a place to stay. They don't have family available that can take care of them. There are issues where anything from getting their car repaired to helping with a medical situation to helping someone get groceries for the week because they may have recently lost their job and they don't have any additional income saved up. So it's truly a variety of different things, and I don't honestly think I've seen the same thing twice.
So you work with a lot of organizations. I would imagine the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, MACV, Minnesota
yes.
Assistance Council for Veterans with the homelessness issues.
Yep.
The VA hospital does a lot of work these days. So it's your business to find out all the resources available and get our service members and their families to the appropriate foundation or resource to solve
correct.
The problem.
That is correct. We don't necessarily get too involved with their business. We get them the resource, and then we turn them over to that organization so that that organization can help them get them where they need to be.
Now, Nancy, sometimes is it just as simple as maybe there's 2 or 3 days left in the month and they're out of money and they need a little gas money or a little milk for groceries?
There is, yep. And we do have other organizations, as you said, that we can work with for little fixes like that. We also have gift cards that are available to service members if they are finding themselves in a bit of a crunch. We've had people that unexpectedly find out that they're going to they're in a divorce type situation and they're going to get their kids for the weekend and maybe they don't have enough money to feed the kids while they have them. So we do have resources available that can help them out.
I think there was another association that was contributing some gift cards every month. Was that the First CAB Association?
Yes, it is the First CAB that sends gift cards every month to service all the military families that may need assistance with groceries.
So you field hundreds and hundreds of calls, and some of them you just get them to the appropriate resource and get it taken care of.
Correct, yep.
But occasionally you get someone that's got a real financial emergency.
Yes.
Nowhere else to turn to.
Yep.
And then you go to work and start doing the due diligence so that you can submit a grant request to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Correct. That is correct.
Can you walk us through that process?
Sure. So when a person comes in to get a grant, we talk about the different resources that are available. And if we come to the conclusion that a grant would be the most beneficial help for them, then we have them fill out the grant application. It's a 3-page application. It asks for basic information, their income that they're bringing in for the month, how much is going out the door. We also, the big part of that is that we refer them to a financial counselor. Part of the requirement, or it's not a requirement, but part of the ask of the foundation is that the person is open to getting some financial counseling. Most of these situations validate that need because we don't want the person getting into the same situation again later on. So we set them up with a visit with one of our military financial counselors. We also use Lutheran Social Services as another organization that helps to speak with them financially on things that they can change in their life that might get them over those humps. And then at that point, we submit the grant application. So once we have the story of the service member, we validated that there truly is a need for them. They have agreed to speak with a financial counselor. Then we submit that grant application to the MMFF board.
We're speaking with Nancy Launderville, the Family Assistance Center's state coordinator, on Minnesota Military Radio. And we said we're recording from Bunker Hills Golf Club on the occasion of the 8th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Now, Nancy, all of these contacts with the service members' families mm-hmm. are confidential.
Correct. That is correct. All of our services, regardless of what they are confidential, and we hold that to a very high regard.
So once you get a call, it's a confidential call, you verify that there's some type of financial emergency.
Correct.
You go out and speak with the families, and you verify that it really is an emergency, that they're not just looking for a handout.
Right.
And then on occasion you help them find a vendor if there's something needs to be repaired.
Right.
Then you submit the grant request to the Family Foundation, and we usually turn that around within an hour or two.
Yes.
And that speed must be something that you're happy with.
The speed is amazing. We did have a case a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact, where we needed a quick response. Of course, it was on a Friday afternoon at 2:30, and we had the response, I think, within just a couple hours from the board. So that piece of it is very, very, it makes the whole foundation stand out amongst the other organizations because nobody can turn anything around that quickly.
And then when the foundation has approved the grant, then we pay, if they're behind on the rent, we pay the landlord.
Correct.
If they're behind if they owe some money to a vendor, we pay the vendor.
Right. The good piece about that, too, is that, like you said, the service member is not receiving the money, so it's actually going to the facility or the organization where the money is owed. And I think that that's a big help for the service member.
Well, it's great to get it out quick and get the problem solved and get them back to living their lives. So, Nancy, we just got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
You've had some kind of a rough year. Your federal contract changed a little bit and the salaries changed a bit, and you had some turnover in some of your staff. Are you back to full staff now?
We are just back to full staff as of August 1st. So we did have a contract lapse at the beginning of the year. We lost 7 of our staff members out of 10. So 3 of us came back after the contract renewed itself again. We have 7 very brand new people, but they're all military, somehow tied to the military in one way or the other. And they are on their way to learning all the things about your program, the foundation, and also about how to work with military families.
So you're back to full staff.
We are.
Training to beat the band.
Yes.
And
a lot of training.
You want our listeners all over the state to know that Family Assistance Center is there to help them. How do they contact
Correct.
You? How do they find you?
So they can contact us through my 24-hour line if they want. That number is 612-618-6927. And then from that, once they do contact me through that number, if it's an after-hours call, I usually send them to the office that's closest to them. So as I stated earlier, there's 9 different offices located throughout the state of Minnesota. So they may be closer to Camp Ripley, they may be closer to Detroit Lakes or Bemidji, any one of those. And so then I would refer, I would have the staff from that office contact the service member.
And your website?
Our website, we do have a Facebook page. We do not have an open website yet, but we do have a Facebook page that's called the Family Assistance Center. Minnesota Family Assistance Center, excuse me.
Okay, Facebook page, Minnesota Family Assistance Center. And for our military families out there, you can go through your family readiness group. They can point you to the Family Assistance Centers, or you can go to the County Veteran Service Officer, and they
sure.
can point you to the Family Assistance Centers. But you're open for business. You're ready to help them.
We are.
And you want the phone calls.
Yes, we do. We very much want the phone calls. We're ready to hit the ground running. So if you have a situation, whether it's financial, legal, if you need a community resource somewhere, please feel free to give us a call.
All right. For all of those military families out there, if you need some help, get a hold of the Minnesota Family Assistance Centers. And we're out here at Bunker Hills today making sure we've got plenty of money so that when Nancy sends in those grant requests, we're able to deal with them immediately. Nancy, thanks for joining us today out of Bunker Hills.
Thanks for having me.
That was Nancy Launderville, the Family Assistance Center State Coordinator, live from Bunker Hills Golf Club on the occasion of the 8th annual MMFF Golf Classic. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to visit with the leaders of Bunker Hills Golf Club on this beautiful day here in Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're recording from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for the 8th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. We've got a beautiful day out here on the golf course, and we've got a couple of guests from Bunker Hills. We have Tim Anderson, who's the general manager, and Diane Nichols, director of catering. And Tim and Diane, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tim, I want to start with you. I think you heard during the opening ceremony that I put a lot of pressure on a Minnesota National Guard chaplain. I asked him 3 months ago to make sure that we had a good day today, and I think he's in well with the Lord because this is a beautiful day out here on your golf course.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did a great job with that. There's no doubt. All I can do is cross my fingers and hope we get lucky. And you know, I certainly can't take credit for it, but I trust he did a good job. So it's perfect out here, and I love that.
We're out here for the second year in a row. We've got 52 foursomes, 208 golfers out on the 3-9s here. We're using the most of your golf course today, and everybody coming playing through here sounds like they're having a good time, and the course looks great. Can you tell us a little bit about the facilities, more than just a golf course?
Sure, I'd love to. You know, we're set on 350 acres inside of a park, Anoka County Park. So it's owned and operated by the city of Coon Rapids, a golf course has in this facility, but it sits in an Anoka County Park, and we have a great relationship with the county, a lease relationship to operate here. But within the county park, there's a wave pool, an archery range, a beautiful campground, disc golf, and all kinds of fun things. So it's really a great community asset for folks from all around to come up here and participate in all kinds of activities.
And, Tim, I understand that you grew up here in Coon Rapids.
I did. Thanks for asking about that. I grew up about a mile away from the golf course. So I used to bike here. I'm 40 years old. This is my 37th year participating in some form or fashion at Bunker Hills.
Well, who did you know, and how in the heck do you get to be the general manager of a beautiful facility like this right in your hometown?
Well, I tell you what, it's beyond a dream, Tom. There's no doubt about that. I think I just hung around every day for so long, they figured they'd just pin a name tag on me and call me whatever I could do. So I'm not sure how it happened, but I'm surely grateful it did.
And it worked out pretty well for you. How many events like this do you have each year?
Like this, none. This is one of a kind. There's no doubt about that. We do have other large-scale corporate and charity events. One I'd certainly want to highlight is Teed Up for the Troops, which was last week, and it's just a phenomenal group of folks who you're well aware of who do great work in the community as well. So that's one of our other bigger tournaments. But we have other corporate partners that come through, and it's just a great thing for the facility when we have big crowds come through. But when it's near and dear to our heart, like this event, it's just a lot of fun to be part of.
Well, Tim, we were out here yesterday just going over everything and getting things ready, and when I got out here this morning, you had rows and rows of carts all set up with their names on them and everything ready to go, and we had a lot of volunteers this morning to carry golf bags, boy, it's gone really smooth so far. You do a nice job, and your people are great.
Well, that's nice to hear that, and I'm sure like plenty of your listeners, we like to get up early and get after it. So that's kind of how we operate, and that's kind of our favorite part of the day.
And so for all your listeners there, I stopped by my office real early this morning and sent Tim an email with some details, and he answered almost immediately. So he's been up with the chickens this morning. And Tim, I can't say enough. Everybody here has treated us like kings, and our sponsors are having fun. There's a putting contest going on, and what a facility, and what a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. You know, as a municipal public golf course and facility, it's our mission to matter who's walking up the drive to treat them like kings and queens.
And along with Tim, as I said, we've got Diane Nichols with us, who's the director of catering here. And Diane, I don't know how you can beat last year. It was our first year we came out here, and it was awesome.
Thank you. We feel good. We're excited about today. Another great meal in store, dinner tonight.
Now, you work for a company that leases the kitchen and the facility, and can you tell us about your job and what you do?
Yes, I work for Morrissey Hospitality Company, and we run the food and beverage here at Bunker. So we plan all meals, beverage, things on the course, in the clubhouse. And we work with Tim and the golf operation to put on a great event.
So during the off season, in the wintertime, you have some activities and events in the clubhouse. It's
totally
beautiful
do.
Big clubhouse. How big is it?
It is. How many square feet, Tim? You know this.
37,000 square feet.
Thank you. Built in 2011, so it's new.
And
new
you did,
building.
Did a little remodeling recently, didn't you?
We did. We wanted to expand and offer our golfers an outdoor eatery, an outdoor tap shack, we call it. And expand our bar and restaurant areas because of the success that we've had in that venue.
So, Diane, you have weddings, you have events, groups, you have all kinds of ability here.
Yeah, we have over 65 weddings, and we have dinner theater during Christmas and a bunch of other events in between, so we're busy.
And today, on this gorgeous day, we had 208 golfers come out here this morning and got them through the registration quickly, and you fed them a nice lunch.
Yes.
And they're out on the course now, and by the time they come in for happy hour, they're going to be hungry. What's for dinner tonight?
Oh, tonight is one of my favorite meals of the year. It is a steak and shrimp scampi combo.
And last year
wonderful.
Was fabulous. How are you going to beat that?
We are going to match it, yes. It's going to be wonderful again.
Is the chef up for this?
He is, and he is a veteran.
Ooh.
So he loves this event more than any other event. So
I'll have to stop in this afternoon and say hello to him and give him a cap and challenge him. Last year, that steak, that's the best steak I've had in a long time.
Love it. Thanks.
So for all the listeners out there who maybe have not run an event like this, it's like chasing cats and getting them all in the same place. But we had 230 with volunteers for lunch this morning. We're going to have 240 for dinner. You've got a beautiful hall in there. It's already all set up very nicely. We're looking forward to that and a silent auction later this afternoon. And Tim, you and the city and Diane have done a great job to help support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and help us raise some money so that we can take care of our Minnesota military families who suffer a financial emergency due to service the country. And we really appreciate all of your help on this event. We didn't know last year that we had to move from another facility, but we're quite happy here. And Diane, Tim, you both and all your people are doing a great job for us. And just want to thank you for helping the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah. We appreciate the partnership beyond words.
Thank you.
Looking forward to doing this for years to come. And we'll have to challenge the chaplain next year to see if he can beat this weather, too.
I like that plan.
Yep.
So everybody out there, if you get a chance, stop over to Coon Rapids and check out the Bunker Hills Golf Club. And the dining room in there is named Kendall's. Is that what you're calling
it? It is, Kendall's.
Great
yes.
food in there, too. And Diane will take good care of you. And Tim will make sure that you get everything you need for golf. Tim, Diane, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was Tim Anderson, the general manager, and Diane Nichols, the director of catering at Bunker Hills Golf Club, where we are for the 8th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. When we come back, we're going to meet with the executive director and the treasurer of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation right here on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're out at the Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids on the occasion of the 8th annual Minnesota Military Radio, or excuse me, the 8th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic on a beautiful day in Coon Rapids. And in a moment, we're going to talk to the executive director and the treasurer of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner. A message from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelletoe.
Today, as we join at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation annual golf tournament, I want to take a moment to thank everyone involved in making this happen each year. What an incredible event this is. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a community-supported fund founded in 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand that there are many sacrifices that military families make. Grants provided to military families create a financial safety net that helps soften the financial hardships that may occur when a family member is deployed. Contributing to the foundation is how many of our fellow citizens show their support and thanks to our service members and veterans. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we help all military families. Today, we honor those families for the sacrifices they have made and continue to make. I salute you.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelletoe. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As we've said all day, we're out at the Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids on the occasion of the 8th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And my guests this segment are Brigadier General retired Tim Kennedy and his wife, Sue Kennedy. General Tim and Sue, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
General Tim, I want to talk about your military career for a minute. How many years were you in?
I was in just under 36 years, 8 months.
And you must have married your bride when you were about 50 years old and she was 15.
Right.
Well,
I am older than her, and she lets me remember that all the time.
Yes, sir. So, and you were in the military that many years. Were you part of the Minnesota Army National Guard, sir?
I was. I started in the Wisconsin Guard and shortly after transferred up here to Minnesota and was in the 47th Division before it came. Its flag was folded and the 34th was stood up.
And what year were you pinned as a general?
In June of 2003, I was promoted to brigadier.
And Sue, I heard a little story earlier about you accompanied him to what was it, swearing in some new recruits, sir?
Correct. Right after I was pinned.
How did that go, sir?
Well, it was a good lesson learned. We were at the MEPS, and after the ceremony, they invited us up to the MEPS floor, and there was a Navy corpsman at the door, and as I walked in, he yelled, "Attention on deck!" And everybody stood up, and Sue looked at me and said, "Don't get used to that."
Sue, Mrs. General.
Yes.
You don't address him as general at all.
I don't. No.
All right. Well, My military upbringing says that I have to call him General Tim, so I hope you'll abide with that.
That's
for a while.
That's fine.
General, you've been a member of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for about a year now?
A little over a year, right.
And how have you found that first year?
Very informational, particularly when I was asked if I would be the secretary, which I did take on, and then shortly after that to be the executive director. But I'll tell you what it's done. It certainly makes me really understand how it works, because it's really a day-to-day operation, and also all of the resources that are available and the number of people that are willing to step up and help when they hear the story and hear how effective we are with the money that we get.
And the foundation had a longtime executive director in Terry Palmer.
Correct.
Who did that for many, many years, and he made it look easy.
He did.
And I would guess, sir, that once you took over that position, you found out a little bit more work than you thought.
It is more work than I thought, and Terry did three jobs. He was executive director, secretary, and treasurer, and I opted not to volunteer to be the treasurer, and I'm glad I did that, because I'm not the accountant Sue is, but that's how we got her on the board. So yeah, I think that was a good addition.
Some months ago, the board decided that we needed some presence from the female side of the family, and Sue, how did they talk you into becoming a board member?
They asked. I told him he could go ahead and do the treasurer's job as well, and I would just do the work. But he could be on the board and do that. And Bill Pop said, no, if you're going to be paying the bills and handling the money, then you need to be on the board. And I was kind of taken aback by that, but I'm very pleased and very proud to be a part of the organization.
Well, being part of the executive board, I had heard discussion of Bill Pop and General Trost, and your name was put in nomination, and it went through so fast it was unanimous. Everybody wanted you in there.
Well, thank you.
So now you took over as treasurer. We separated that duty from part of what Mr. Palmer did, and you're writing checks all the time.
I'm writing a lot of checks, and it's it feels good to be able to help, for sure. We get a request, and usually within 24 hours we turn those checks around. So we're pretty proud of that.
Now, you have an accounting background.
I do have an accounting background.
And you worked in that area for some time?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
This must be pretty easy for you.
Well, it is. It's just, it's not like going to work every day and you're there for a certain number of hours and then you go home. This is kind of 24/7, and that's great. And I'm so blessed to be able to contribute my time like this.
We're speaking with retired Brigadier General Tim Kennedy and his wife Sue Kennedy, both board members of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, on Minnesota Military Radio. General Tim, I know I've seen you at quite a few events. Did you have any notion that there'd be a lot of places to go and a lot of events to go to? We've got organizations that raise funds for the MMFF all over Minnesota.
I'm very surprised at the number. And the interesting thing, or the fun thing, has been the richness of the events, or the opportunity to see all the different organizations that really want to help. We happened to go to an event in Chanhassen last Saturday, unveiling of a painting we had no idea what to expect, and both walked out in awe of what is being done. So,
Sue, I know that you accompanied Tim to that. The Chanhassen American Legion put on an event.
Yes.
They featured a local artist who showed up his original painting and a number of prints, and they actually got one of those prints donated as a silent auction today,
right,
for this event.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that there were over 100 people there?
Yes, and part of the event was also the debuting of a film about the artist. His name is Jim Hansel, and he's legally blind, and so the film talks about how he does his art, not being able to see, but just a small piece of the canvas. And he's amazing, and the film is very well done, and I hope whoever bids on the painting at the silent auction gets a chance to watch the film, because it'll make the painting even more valuable to them.
Well, I know, General, that documentary is going to be aired sometime soon. We'll have to find out the date and put that up on our Facebook page so people can see it.
Yeah.
Sir, we're out here at the 8th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. You were out here last year participating in the putting contest, and you're here again this year. A lot of sponsors came back year over year, don't they?
They do. And, yeah, and they're happy to be here and happy to support the organization. It's just wonderful to see.
It was pretty inspiring this morning to see 208 golfers surrounding the putting green, and we welcomed them to the event, and they've been driving through here going to the putting contest, and a beautiful day at a beautiful location. And Sue, you've been out here all day. You helped on the registration line this morning.
I did, and it's nice to be outside and enjoy the day and see people as they come through. It was fun to see a bunch of familiar faces at registration this morning.
A lot of nice folks in there.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have a lot of volunteers. I'm sure, generally, you've seen a lot of those faces come back year over year. We had 10 volunteers from Allianz Life this morning doing the bag drop and helping with all kinds of things. And it really takes a village to put on an event this big. A lot of volunteers, a lot of sponsors, a lot of silent auction sponsors. And, of course, on the putting green, where else can you see the chairman of the board, Bill Popp, and three retired generals and most of the rest of our family that was helping with the registration, my wife and you and my granddaughter. Yeah. What a beautiful day and what a fun event. It's been a great experience to be able to put this on for 8 years. And General, we hope we can do this for a few more.
I hope so, too. And, Tom, you do a terrific job with this, and we truly appreciate it. It makes a big difference, and I know it takes a lot of work on your part, and we are truly grateful for that.
Well, sir, we work on it a little bit every day. Sue, in reflection now, you've been on the board, about 6 months, and you've been to events, and now you've been to this one. Is it what you expected when you accepted the board position?
No, I had no idea how many people. I mean, I've always known that people love our soldiers, but I had no idea how many organizations step up and raise money to help military families. It's inspiring to me to know that many people want to help. And I hope that our military people realize it, and when they need help, they ask for help, because I know that's not part of their nature, and they need to not carry the burden of financial difficulties if they can get help.
And now you get to see some of these grant requests and some of the serious financial problems that they experience, and doesn't it feel good to be able to solve that within a couple hours?
Absolutely. It's great. But we couldn't do it without supporters and organizations and events like this that raise the funds.
Well, General Tim, we're happy to have you be the executive director and your wife be the treasurer, and 350 grants a year. There's a lot of stuff going on and going out, and it just feels great to be able to help our Minnesota military families. And I want to thank you both for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Welcome. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or suggestion for a topic you'd like to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us today: Bill Popp, Major General John Trost, Nancy Launderville, Tim Anderson, Dan Nichols from Bunker Hills Golf Club, Brigadier General Tim Kennedy and Sue Kennedy, and Commissioner Larry Shelledo, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair and learn about the Minneapolis VA Homeless Program. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.